This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. There's been a trend of more Pima acres, especially across West Texas. Cody Bessence with Plains Cotton Growers.
For some, it's been very good, very successful. In moderation, Pima requires a little bit different agronomic conditions as well as requires a little bit more watering conditions within itself. There has been some increase in acres within the High Plains, Southern High Plains region, at least based on USDA's prediction, and this is a conglomerate across the whole U.S., is Pima cotton acres are going to be down a little bit. And that's a shift in acres from going from Pima cotton to other crops. From our perspective, you know, most of the Pima cotton is grown in the far, far West Texas region through the El Paso Valley area. Those acres will probably remain the same. We will probably see somewhat of a similar planting conditions and planting acres with Pima cotton within our region. But the challenge with some of that is you know, Pima cotton is ginned very differently than upland cotton. You have to run it through a roller gin, and those are limited on scope today. And so it just it limits some of the ability for producers to grow that crop, to harvest that crop, and to process that crop through a gin. Based on transportation logistics, as well as just agronomic and water availability as well.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.